Hello, lovelies. Welcome back to Divorcee Diaries. My name is Corinne. I'm 28 years old. I'm divorced. This is my podcast. It has been a while. It's been about a month since I recorded my last podcast episode. And the last podcast was the last week that I was not married. I am now married. John and I are married. I'm very excited about it. And we have some huge news. And that news is not that I'm pregnant. I figured I should I want to explain the wedding and just dive into my brief hiatus for a little bit. But I figured I would let you off the hook. No, I'm not pregnant. I probably wouldn't announce my pregnancy on here. I would probably do that on Instagram if I were to announce a pregnancy, but I'm not pregnant. We've been married for a month, so that's not in our immediate future right now, but I really appreciate everybody who I asked the poll. Yesterday I posted on Instagram being like, I'm posting a new Divorcee Diaries episode and I have some big news. What do you guys think it would be? And 60% said pregnant. And I was like, oh, okay. Including my dad, who was like, hopefully pregnancy. And I was like, why wouldn't I tell you first? Like, I would absolutely have a grand thing of being like, you're going to be a grandpa. Instead of just being like, hey guys, I'm pregnant. And that is how my dad found out. So yeah, I'm not pregnant. That's not the news. A lot of you guys guessed a new business venture, and business has been very, very kind to me. And I'm very, very grateful. But I am not engaging in any new business ventures to date. I'm taking a little taking stock. I have an amazing amount of clients, who are amazing clients, and I'm really excited and pumped. And I've hit all of my goals for the year, within the first 3 months and within the first quarter. So I'm super grateful, and super blessed about that. But no, I'm not doing a new business venture. But before I tell you what's going on, let's talk about the past few weeks, because I want to be real and I want to be honest. John and I got married. We got married about a month ago. It'll be a month and a few days. Not that I'm somebody who counts the months I've been married, but we got married, and then I just wanted to take some time to just soak in the marital bliss. We got married in our home. We got married in front of our closest family, and we had a great time. It was really, really intimate. It was really sweet, and it was still stressful. So I stand by the fact that if you think that having a wedding is stressful, you are 100% right, and you should just elope. I support you tenfold. I am fully behind you. But yeah, eloping, A+. Super, super A+. We got married in our house. We decorated it to be very classy and elegant. My sister worked super hard to make tablescapes and had an entire vision. She stayed over super late every night to make sure that everything was perfect. We hung up lights from the ceiling. Command strips do rip off wall paint. I just want to let you know that. Because my ceiling is pretty much destroyed, which is fine. It's just paint. I'm okay with it. But we had a really, really beautiful, lovely time. And John and I are super excited to be married. We're very merry and married. So after that happened, I kind of jumped back into work. I took a few days off, dove right back into working. All of my clients had big projects going on. Everything was kind of booming. Everything is booming. And I felt torn in 75 different directions. And I am a big proponent of fill your own cup before you can fill anybody else's cup. And I was not doing that. I was an empty glass. I was an empty jar. Your girl was struggling. And I just could not take the 30 minutes to record this podcast. And I feel so bad about that because it's not like you guys are you guys are the best, but in my head, I was I have a divorce podcast. I just got married. People aren't going to be oh, I'm really missing this podcast. And the fact that a few of you were when are you posting a new podcast? That touches my heart so much, so thank you. But I didn't know how to juggle the 60 hours of working I'm working and a podcast and a social media channel and being married and cleaning my house and just not like struggling. And I know this is like a whole thing of mental health. Like I was so, so happy. I am so, so happy. I was so happy with my relationship, but I just wanted the moment I was done with fulfillment or doing some write-ups or doing some social media management for people. I literally just wanted to sit and spend time with John. Like I was like, I want to just spend time with him. Like we're married now, which changed nothing. Like it just changed my last name, which is the most freeing thing because I have had my ex-husband's last name for the past few years. And to have a new name, it's like a rebirth and it feels light and I love that. But yeah, I just wanted to spend time with John and I just felt like any free moment I had, I wanted to be out in nature. I wanted to do stuff with John and I wanted to prioritize myself before I prioritized anything else, which is why this podcast has been a little stale for the past 3 weeks. But I'm back and I have news. So when I started this 2 years ago, it was on a complete whim. A few years back, I was thinking, well, I didn't start this exactly 2 years ago, but this idea arose 2 years ago that I was either going to make an Instagram called Divorcee Diaries, or I was going to make a podcast and call it Divorcee Diaries. But I was also into other projects. I was talking to other people being like, oh, maybe we should do a podcast together. Maybe we should do a business podcast. Maybe we should do a girls podcast. Let's do something. And I would record episodes with friends or I would record episodes by myself. And I never thought that they were like good enough to be engaging because I don't care if I have 5,000 people listening to this, or if I have 5 people listening to this, this is a real mental health stimulant to myself, to just kind of get the word out, like get my story and what I was feeling out there, because I know that so many people struggle with things every day and they might not feel comfortable talking about it, but they might feel comfortable hearing the same story or a similar story or a similar feeling from somebody else. And then feel better and feel like they're connecting or feel like they can talk about it. And I really just wanted to do that. And when I got divorced, I was like, not many people. many people, unfortunately, get divorced. It's okay. It happens. But I was like, not many people talk about it, especially when they're young. Because I know that I was super embarrassed when I was 26 filing for a divorce because it meant that my family saying you're getting married too young, or like you haven't really explored any other option. You haven't focused on your career. You're just really young. Like I was one of the first people among my friends to get married. And as supportive as they all were of whatever makes you happy, they still, like, I still got those like, well, I'm just wishing the best that it works out. And when it didn't work out, I was like, all of those people who were like, you just got married too young. I told you so. And you just never want to hear that, especially when you feel like you're at your lowest of lows. So I wanted to start a support page for anybody. It doesn't have to be about divorce, but it didn't even have to be about relationships. I just figured I would call it Divorcee Diaries because I wanted to own the title, because I feel like divorcee has a stigma of, you're divorced. Like it didn't work out. It could be this like huge mistake or whatever. I wanted to take back the word and use it as a word of empowerment because it's what I was. I was a divorcee. At 26, and I, instead of being ashamed of that, I wanted to empower other people who maybe they're going through a breakup, or maybe they're just feeling down, or maybe they are a divorcee and maybe they're 40, or maybe they're 25, or maybe they're 65. I wanted to create a space where everybody felt comfortable talking about the growth that they would be going through, the transformation, the metamorphosis, but also talk about the pain points and just be real and honest, which is why I wanted to create Divorcee Diaries. And I did. I was on Pinterest, of course, because I'm a Pinterest bitch. And I saw this thing that was just like, you're going to say that you're going to do it 100 times, but any time is the perfect time to do it. Like, why do you need to wait 2 years until you feel like it's perfect? Just fucking do it. So I did. It kind of like coincided with everything. Like the worlds aligned and the pieces were just in place, because not only did I see that, but then I saw Anchor. I'm a part of a group for influencers, and Anchor was on it, and they were looking for people to test out their app. And I was like, I don't know what Anchor is. And it was a podcasting app that made everything super, super easy. You guys hear the ad in the beginning of this podcast. So I was like, perfect. This is amazing. I'm just going to do it. Screw it. If 5 people listen, it's 5 people who listen. And then I'm just kind of talking. And I talked to my therapist and she was like, no, it's a great idea. You should totally do it. And the worst that can happen is that you're just talking to yourself. And I was like, perfect. So that's what I did. I talked to myself and I talked about my divorce without exposing anybody or exposing their side of the story, because it's not mine to tell. I talked about past relationships. I talked about the highs. I talked about the lows. I talked about my mental health, and just kind of created this really great place for me to vent and hopefully a safe space for everybody to feel empowered with whatever was going on with them. A few months ago, when I was crossing the bridge of getting married, I was like, huh, do I want to continue Divorcee Diaries? Is it something I want to continually do? Because obviously I'm doing a lot of stuff. Business is booming. And can I really make it a focus? Because I don't want to half-ass anything. And like anybody who asked me that they wanted to start a podcast, I said, do it, but do it. Like, don't like do it for a week and then stop for like 6 months and be like, why am I not growing? Or like, I only had 3 followers when you only made 2 episodes. So I was always like, do it, do it, do it. But then I started feeling like, do I want to do this anymore? And also, you can only talk about your divorce so much. I could only talk about my divorce to a specific point. Obviously, to protect other parties involved, I can't get like super, super into like specific details, but also nor would I want to. But I started thinking and I started getting comments, and not that like comments would ever stop me from doing something that I love doing, but I started getting comments from people that I was like, okay, like it just, you know, when you get negative comments on things, you're like, ah, that sucks. And then I was like, maybe I should just stop and not even feed into the comments that are telling me like stop, or not everyone should have a podcast, or that I'm a narcissist, which I always make a joke of, or any of that stuff. I just was like, huh, maybe I should stop and close the chapter. Like, let this live its full course. I talked about my divorce and then I found somebody and then I got married again. So I have been divorced before, but I'm not a divorcee anymore. I'm a wife. I have a great husband who I love. Second time's the best, right? and I'm like really, really blessed. And I grew through this whole divorcee thing. So fully intended to make this episode my last episode. Which sounds like super dramatic. I don't know why I like paused. Calm down, Corinne. You are not a podcasting star. But I did. I fully intended on recording the episode before the wedding and then recording a goodbye episode and like thanking you guys and being like, yeah, Divorcee Diaries, like it ran its course. Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it. And then I was like, I have so many more stories. I have so much more to talk about. I have so many guests that I've planned, but I don't want to talk about divorce that much anymore. Not because I like it won't ever come up in an episode, but just because it's not something that's defining me at the moment or ever again. Because that's what this podcast did. It helped me redefine the fact that being divorced is more than okay. It happens, and it can be completely worked through, and time heals it. Like, I don't think about the heartbreak anymore. And when I do think about it, it's because it's like, wow, look at how far you've come. So the announcement is that Divorcee Diaries is over because I want a rebrand. I want to make this podcast an entire empowerment knockout moment. I want everybody to feel that they're in a safe space when they listen. I want everybody to laugh with me through the embarrassing moments, laugh with me through the divorce moments, laugh with me through the highs, laugh with me through the lows, be there for each other. That's what I want. So, if you don't know, you probably don't. My last name is now like, it starts with an O and my first name starts with a K and my initials are KO. And I was thinking, I was like, I need to rebrand the podcast. And I'm going to be doing a lot of work so that you're going to hear this episode and then it's going to be like a month break and then we're going to relaunch the podcast. And it's going to be called The Knockout Podcast. Because KO is my initials. So that is the news. That was like dramatic and long. Oh my gosh. Isn't she? But Divorcee Diaries is over. It has ran its course. Be on the lookout for the Knockout Podcast. I'm super excited about it. I am going to have some great guests to start with because I need to knock your socks off, right? I mean, I can't be called the Knockout Podcast without like knocking you out in like a good way, not in like a knockout way. But that is it. She is no longer in the introduction of, hi, my name is Corinne. I'm 28 years old and I'm divorced. It is a butterfly now. We are a butterfly. We were a caterpillar. This was our cocoon. And now we are flying away from it. Thank you guys so much for your support and your love. And this has been so much fun. And I love each and every one of you, and I cannot wait to see you in the next one. I'll talk to you later. Bye.